In the dilapidated Iraqi army barracks, where Joseph Labby spent most of the past year, a contest as cold as the walls commenced on many nights.
It was almost kind of comical to see who could come up with the worst wife story for the day. He would tell me his wife's story and what she was doing, and I'd be like, holy cow, man, what's she thinking? And then I'd tell him mine the next day, I wouldn't say it was amusing, but it was kind of, I guess.
Here in a nutshell is the story Lappy would bring to the contest. About halfway into his year-long deployment to the insurgent stronghold of Ramadi, he received a Dear John letter, an email from his wife. Shortly thereafter, she told him she was pregnant with another man's child.
Unequivocally, I could say that that had to be the worst day of my life. And I don't think that there's anything in my life short of the death of one of my children that could cause me that much pain.
In the end, Lappy's story would lose out on the scandal scale to his roommate's tales of a wife who'd been arrested for drunk driving, had drugs in her home, and admitted to not one but five affairs. Their stories were egregious, but not unique. In 2005, the Army reported divorce rates among soldiers had grown sharply during the first 2 years of the war in Iraq. More recently, and perhaps as a result of programs aimed at helping soldiers and their spouses weather the storms, the Army has reported the number of divorces has dropped. But evidence of that seems scant in Ramadi, as Lappy was trying to get home to see about patching up his tattered marriage.
In fact, over the next few weeks, I actually tried to come home, I think, three different times, and the command is like, you know what, there's not much we can do because there's so many people going through this. You know, we just can't afford to send everybody home for marital problems like this, even as severe as yours are.
Chaplain Gerald White has deployed to both Iraq and Afghanistan and has heard this story numerous times.
The reality is if you've had a problem or you're encountering problems, they're going to be exacerbated probably tenfold by the time you come back, because the talking that should be transpiring isn't. The nurturing of the relationship that should be occurring isn't, because you're not there to make the things that you're struggling with, try to overcome them. All that a spouse sees, whether it's a female or a male, is you're not here and you're not trying to fix it.
White says the military has focused its resources on helping troops and their families overcome the difficulties of separation during a long deployment. But he concedes there's only so much heartbreak that can be mended, and that has left thousands of returned service members, like Lappy, fighting new battles, learning the ropes of single parenthood while trying to readjust to civilian life.
Go out to the garage and get the bacon out of the freezer.
Go. Lappy's home in Tooele is part of a sprawling development on the north side of town overlooking the Great Salt Lake. Here the day begins at 5 a.m. as four children, 8, 6, 3, and 2 years old, patter about the house in pajamas, eyes half closed, as Lappy throws together breakfast, assembles lunches, and takes turns helping each change into their day clothes. The evenings are significantly more rambunctious.
As soon as we get home, the kids have to do their homework, generally by themselves. I'm cooking dinner, trying to take care of a 2-year-old and a 3-year-old, while, keep them safe. And then eventually after dinner's done, then baths and bed and reading and doing all the other things that I guess you'd call normal parents get to do. I've got to cram it all in about 3 hours. Otherwise, if I don't get the kids in bed by 7, 8 o'clock, they're just zombies the next day because, it's hard enough for me to get up at 5 o'clock sometimes, let alone them. I think for me, aside from the emotional stuff, that just physically having enough time is the hardest part for me.
Lappy has the energy to keep up with his kids, but says he's still working on patience. And although he says he's generally happy with his life, it's still difficult to accept what he lost.
I have my moments. There are still times when this whole thing, I kind of have to walk with blinders on to where I don't look back. Because if I do look back, it all comes flooding back, and it's just almost crushing.
For the Salt Lake Tribune, I'm Matthew LaPlante.